playoff perspective, we know how vital this is going to be. Browns in Atlanta coming up on Sunday. A lot to discuss. Michael Regei, Matt Wilhelm, Nathan Zagura will join us in the 2 o'clock hour. Matt, what's going on? How are you?
I'm doing good, man. And like you said, just to piggyback your open, this is something that the Cleveland Browns will have to get used to, closing this season with 4 of the last 6 on the road. And what a great start it would be with a team that will put up a fight, with a team that is very talented on the offensive side of the ball, that will pose some very good challenges to the Cleveland Browns team. And I think my biggest question is, what team will show up for the Cleveland Browns? Is it that team that's motivated and hungry to break a trend around here and get to the playoffs and keep themselves in that conversation? Or is it that team that gets that slow start, that is forced to make plays in the second half and big Brian Hoyer throws and big stops by that defense? I'm excited, and I'm excited more so than anything about the return of Flash Gordon and how he will fit into this offense, and I'm excited to hear what he said yesterday after practice and how confident he is in his ability and the role that he will play for this team.
It is going to be fascinating. There's no question about that. And speaking of Josh Gordon, we're going to hear from Gordon as he met with the media for the first time yesterday. And what was very positive, very effusive, and certainly, I don't want to say contrite, but he put it out there, as we'll hear, that for him, this is about an organization that stood behind him wholeheartedly and without hesitation or reservation, and a fan base that pretty much did the same, and I'm glad Josh alluded to that yesterday.
I did too, and I thought, you know, our own Nathan Zagura, who will join us at the 2 o'clock hour, did a great job asking the questions. And not just teeing Josh up to give the proper response, but let Josh share with you how he truly feels about his situation, about his relationship with his teammates, about the expectations of coming back at this point, what he has done to get ready for this day, or for this week rather, and then also too his expectations. I would have loved, just because how bold he could have been to statistically, in his mind, which he probably has, but didn't share, what contribution we will see not only this week, but in the following 5 weeks as well, on the output and impact that he thinks he can make in this team and also, too, in this league.
There was an exchange between Josh and a former Cleveland Brown, although never made it to the regular season, his training camp and preseason teammate Nate Burleson, Nate doing things now for NFL Network. And, of course, Burleson was the one that came out and said, Gordon said this, Gordon said this. And there was one that was attributed to Josh where he said, I'm gonna wreck the NFL in the final 6 weeks. But Josh said, I don't know. Love Nate, but I don't know if he put that out there exactly the way we talked about.
It's that game of telephone, you know. I say something to you, say something to someone else, and by the time it makes its way out, it's not even close to what you said to me initially. And you know what? That's all fine and good. And the reason why I don't mind it or even mind that that Nate said that or maybe twisted the words just a bit, it's positive about Josh Gordon, which there's so many negatives that surround Josh Gordon. And also, too, it shines a very bright light on Josh and his role with the Cleveland Browns. And more so than anything, it shines a light on the Cleveland Browns, which is a very good thing because their winning ways have made them relevant and in those conversations all year. And now we get something good. You know, all the injuries that we have could be, you know, there's a laundry list of them. But Josh, one man's return becomes such a huge conversation. And I love that on the additive that he is to this roster and to this football team at this point in the season.
Well, you don't want him to be a shrinking violet now. I mean,
no.
And by the way, speaking of conversations, Mike Smith, the Atlanta Falcons head coach, if you heard him yesterday, he wasn't buying any of it where some of the Atlanta media was trying to say, well, the Browns saying they're going to ease him into things. And Smith he said, yeah, right.
He rolled his eyes and probably said, yeah.
Yeah, sure. They're going to ease him into things. I expect him for – this is Mike Smith, the Browns to be looking to get him double-digit targets in the first half and big opportunities to make big home run style plays.
You're absolutely right about that, Reg. And the other comment from Mike Smith was, the speed at the wide receiver position, something we talked about yesterday with our ability to stretch the field and stretch the defense with four verticals or, you know, some read routes, but the threat, that threat of the deep ball. And again, Mike Smith knows the inside and out of this roster.
Oh, yeah.
And it's great to know, and I think from a player standpoint, it's got to be great and humbling that a guy like Taylor Gabriel, you know, mm-hmm. who walked into Ray Farmer's office and had that conversation with him about not giving up on me and giving me that chance, yep. is now being referenced as a threat by the not the defensive coordinator or a defensive back, but the head football coach of a opponent you're playing that week. It's a great thing, and again, it's a testament to Ray Farmer and the organization, and also for a guy like Taylor Gabriel, against all odds, to step up when given an opportunity and not look back. And those opportunities will continue to be there, even with Josh Gordon coming back.
Yeah, we'll get into that a little bit later on. And I'm so enthused about being down in that dome in Hotlanta on Sunday. I went to the archives last night. I waited till last night. I didn't do it any other time this year. And I pulled out Game 3 last year, Brian Hoyer's first start, Josh Gordon coming back on the football field, and it was rather evident. Now, I'll give you, yeah, you know, that's a different offense, you know, North Turner, the OC with Rob Chudzinski. However, there's no question that you could see it, whether, you know, you're looking at, didn't even have to look at all 22. And it was way more than just the 10 catches for a 146, two touchdowns, and the reverse for 24 yards. It was more than that. Matt, you could look at coverages and how that impacted and not being able to put that extra defender in the box. So it was a whole spectrum of it that we'll get into today. Let's run down our Ohio Business Machine hot topics of the day. Because that's where you come in. We need your dialogue. We need you to opine with us. Gotta have you is what I'm trying to tell you. 216-578-0850. All of you on Twitter, at MattWilhelm57, at Nathan Zagura, at Michael Regai, at Browns_daily. A plethora of ways that all of you can get involved. Here's what we have. Here's what we have on the menu, on the buffet menu, as the Browns get set for Atlanta. What's the one injury that you worry about the most that the Browns will have difficulty being able to overcome? One injury, and unfortunately, there's a whole lot to pick from.
Yes, there is.
Unfortunately. But what's the one injury you have the most trepidation about the Browns being able to overcome? Matt, I'm going to say right off the top, for me, it's Carlos Dansby. I'm a big next man up guy, you know, always have been. However, there comes a point when I think everybody knows. Yes, it's got to be the philosophy, next man up. But, Matt, I'm going to say it as simply as this. There's a reason that guys are, forget just starters, but of all pro capability in the NFL, and then there's a reason that there are guys backing them up. And sometimes, as we know, the gap of separation between the talent skills will show up rather readily. I believe that that's the biggest thing here. Not just the Dansby injury, but because he plays at such a high level, there's just going to be fall off here.
There is. And I think also, too, is you're referencing the fall off on the field,
yeah,
from a production standpoint. But I think also, too, is the emotion associated with this, with what Dansby brings to the locker room and on game day, that swagger, that confidence. And also, too, is the leadership aspect. You know, he's that not only is he a leader by his personality, but that position, that Mike linebacker position within this defense, is the signal caller or quarterback of this defense. So you're going to miss that. And I think, and I'm not saying that, you know, Kirksey or Robertson can't do it or they can't, you know, bring energy. But like you said, is there's a fall off in those three categories,
yeah.
Performance,
yeah.
And leadership, and also too, that emotional, you know, confidence that a guy or swagger that a guy like Carlos Dansby brings to the field.
You might see Tank Carter up this week getting some reps. Eric Martin played inside at Nebraska. Browns have been using him on the outside. And again, it's not a statement. Look, I mean, you know, you're on a 53-man NFL roster now. You've earned it and you can play. But for all the reasons Matt and I just lay out, that's the one that really, really has me kind of with the radar up.
Sure.
And I don't buy the stuff about this week, too. There were some people that say, well, the Mike linebacker in NFL systems, you know, not to, but it's not as heavy emphasized as you. I'm sorry. I'm not buying that.
No, you're right.
I'm not buying it.
And I think also, too, is when you look at this football game, what are the threats that the Atlanta Falcons team pose to the Cleveland Browns?
Yeah.
And you talk about all those offensive weapons. So to lose that leader, that playmaker right in the middle of your defense that is like the glue between the back end and the front end, it's tough, and it's going to be something. And as we heard yesterday from Coach Patton, he has not ruled out anybody for the Sunday's football game.
That's right.
And as we know, as we've had Carlos Dansby on before, and you hear his snippets on, you know, Browns.com or the Browns mobile app, he is very in tune to his body. He does everything he can to have his body bounce back and be ready for these types of injuries. And so we'll find out more today as we hear from Coach Patton again and dig into those interviews, you know, later in the week to kind of see and judge, in our mind, is he going to participate and the success that he can play with? And also, too, that's something we need to, if he's not, we need to make that decisive decision and get his backup in and get them as much reps and rapport within that defense as possible.
And we will find out about that Thursday, so we'll see. You know, another heavy day for the Browns on the practice side. All right, and given what's going on weather-wise, as we again reference our Ohio Business Machine hot topics of the day, kind of a play on words given what's going on weather-wise in Buffalo and western New York, 6 feet of snow or more on the ground up in those regions. And it might even be as much as a foot and a half to 2 feet more on the way. So you can't leave your house, as Bills players have found out, right?
Yes, they have.
What are you going to do for fun if you live in the Buffalo area? Can't leave the house now. Can't leave the house. What are you going to do for fun? We'll think about that.
Sure.
Because I want to hear some of our listeners and some of our Browns Nation on Twitter. As we said, at Matt Wilhelm 57, at Nathan Zagura, at Michael Regai, at Browns _ daily. What are you doing for fun if you're blasted in by 6 feet of snow with maybe a couple more on the way? Can't leave the house. A lot of things to do if you can leave the house. Winter sports come into big play, but
sure,
if you can't leave the house, then, you know,
your options are limited.
Your options are a little more limited, exactly. So we've also got our Browns Roundtable coming up today. Doug Deacon will join Nathan and Matt and me, and that'll be at the 2 o'clock hour. Again, we're going to hear from Josh Gordon coming up at the bottom of this hour at 1:30. We'll hear from Josh Gordon, and we've also got Fact or Fiction coming up at the 2 o'clock hour. We love Thursdays to get Fact or Fiction rolling because there's always some very topical and poignant questions being asked of us. So we'll get that happening, too. It's laid out pretty fun, Matt. I mean, listen, we've got a lot on the menu to get into today.
Yes, we do.
You ready to go?
Matt, we're going to inch closer to that Sunday kickoff, and we're going to dive into these Falcons so that everybody can understand what they will see and what to expect from both the Browns and Falcons on Sunday.
There it is. Can't wait. Got a lot of time to do it. You know how to jump on board. 216-578-0850. Will Helms here. I'm Regai. Browns are on the practice field. Mike Patton's talking to Nathan Zagura, that you'll see on Sports Time Ohio, coming up on the Mike Patton Show later on tonight. Browns Red Zone with yours truly and Dustin Fox and Mary Kay Cabot, 8 o'clock tonight. Big, big day of Browns conversation going on for you. Let's get started. Cleveland Browns Daily, we're driven by Liberty Ford. Don't go away.